Okay, Rabosa. We just have to finish up with some very lemisonic things. Hopefully they should be more and more and more lemisonic. Lamed Gimel. Meuberes. La'achar shlosha chodashim le'ibura. A meuberes after 3 months. And remember, we saw Big Machlokes. One of the guys just came over with a list of all the swarm he looked at that says, that say lomishtana teva. Okay, it's not being the list. I'm sure there are many svarim. But Rav Moshe Paskin, the Me'ikra de Nishtana HaTeva, and that once a woman's pregnant nowadays, when we have pregnancy tests and we have modern science, even if she's only pregnant 1 month, we can be confident that her period has stopped. Okay, Rav Moshe still says it's nice to be Machmer if it ever comes up, which is usually not even Nafgamina, like the old days, but Me'ikra din. He says it's good to be Machmer like the old days, but Me'ikra din, he passed Nishtana HaTeva, certainly someone, wants to just go with science and say, once I'm pregnant, I'm not getting my period anymore. Then that is the din. So we're embarrassed after 3 months. Let's say, umenika kol chavdal chodesh, and a nursing mother. Okay, nowadays the science is different. We have pregnancy tests, you can know you're pregnant right away, and that is the kula. I mean, we stop being having zamen right away from being pregnant. And me'ikra din, you can learn that kula, it's a good chomra to keep the old days. Why not? She's in her 9 months without a period. She can, of course, 1 or 2 days, it's not going to hurt. On the other end, for machmer nowadays, in the old days, they didn't get their period 24 months after childbirth. Nowadays, every woman gets her period back less than 24 months after childbirth. How long? Well, it actually depends on a lot of factors that we can't keep track of, and nursing. I mean, the only factor that we can statistically correlate is nursing. The more she nurses, the longer it takes to get her period back. But almost everyone gets it in much less than 2 years. And if you don't nurse, it's even sooner than that. And again, it's dependent on a number of unknown factors that scientists can't keep track of because not necessarily important, but it's much less than 24 months. In this case, it's the Shtana Teva, that our Teva is more Machra than the old Teva, and then all posts agree that we have the same Shtana Teva L'chumra, and nowadays, a woman goes back to be normal in less than 24 months. When does she go back to be normal? When she gets her period. Whenever she gets her period, she goes back to being a normal woman. Now, but in any case, in that time when you are called a Muberes HaMeinika, as long as we're dealing with the Gedra Muberes HaMeinika, so far we chazert. But if you look in Sifkat and Lamed, we say even if she miscarried, since due to the trauma of the birth, a miscarriage is a luckily birth, even if she miscarried, then she would be considered a Meinika for 24 months. What? In the Pesach Tshuva, sorry. And then he goes into some more details, which we will not go into. So he says here it's only a miscarriage that really counts as a miscarriage in Halacha to Maslida, which is a complicated geder, but some sort of fetus whose limbs are formed to a certain extent. He quotes in the Chavos Das that even if it's an early miscarriage, still, and that's a little more controversial. Because, you know, at a certain point in the Dover Sof, but certainly if it's a serious miscarriage, the truth is now with Nishtana Teva, it's not such an Afghanina because you don't really get 24 months. You only get till your period comes back, which you would have gotten anyway.
Isn't an Afghanina to have any Nishtana Teva?
Okay, here we're talking about Hilchos Nida. I'm not talking about...
I think that this is based on...
Okay, fair enough. Correct. Could be enough Kamina, and that's also a big discussion nowadays of not fasting. Okay, there are those who are very, very mako on women not fasting. I'm not from the big Mekilo. I think that, you know, if a woman's body has no effect of the childbirth whatsoever, it's hard to imagine why she'd be punter from fasting. Meaning she's not nursing, she's not sick and whatever. It's a little hard to imagine why she'd be punter from fasting, but okay, depends who you ask. Go ask someone Hasidish and you'll be in good shape. But is that true? Okay. Anyway, Ketzer, let's go to the halachos. Whoever's in the Muberes HaMeinika, what are the halachos? So, notice the difference in Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet. What's the difference in Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet? Lamed Dalet talks about, maybe I would have written them in the opposite order, but whatever, about her previous, she has to keep her previous vestos from before she got pregnant. Lamed Gimel talks about whether she's conveying new vestos during the time she's pregnant. And what does Lamed Gimel say? It says, Eino kovas vestos. She's not going to vestos when she's pregnant, meaning even if, as unlikely as this is, she has three re'ios when she's pregnant, she's not kovei vestos. We assume it's just coincidence. And however, she's choshesh like a vestos she'eino kavua. This is a big machlokas. Is that true? What if she sees during pregnancy? Maybe she sees during pregnancy. And it's one thing if she gets pregnant and doesn't see. Why should she be choshesh over her pregnant woman getting pregnant? But if she bleeds three times during pregnancy, then like facts are facts. Maybe she should be kovei vestos. So the Beis Yosef brings down a machlokas about this. How about the asbeses bimei ibor vehanaka? The Ramban says, and the Magen Mishnah thinks the Rambam agrees for a slightly different reason. Then he quotes, says kovas vesis. Why? According to the Ramban, because she just doesn't have to keep old vestos. Why shouldn't she be choshesh for new vestos? Okay. However, most Rishonim disagree. They say no. Since it's against the rules of science for her to get a period when she's pregnant, even if an amazing coincidence happens, it's still an amazing coincidence. And even if she bleeds three times in Rosh Chodesh, it's still a coincidence. And he quotes here the Ravid and the Rashba and the Ritva. Says,
fairly sure this is one.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Give me a second. Take it one step at a time. And that is the opinion of the Mechaber. Eino kovas neses. Does anyone disagree and want to pass like the Ramban? Michael? Does anyone disagree? The Bach, Kosma Bach. Tema, the Shach quotes, Ein Gibel. Tema, long possible Hakel Shari, Torah Vidas Haramban, Lohoros Chumra Kidbar, the Torah quote of the Ramban, that means the Torah meant to be Machmer. Okay, that's not so. And the Shach says, ain't a Tema. No, it's not a Tema at all. So this is the Bach. Okay, correct. Yes. Okay. That's a strong language. Anyway. Yes. The Shach is like he says, he doesn't understand where the Bach is coming from. It's Pashut. Anyway, it's Pashut to us that we passed in like the Shulchan Aruch, like the Shach, like the other Achronim, all the Achronim of the Shach. That she's not Kovas Veses. What's the next interesting question? Is she's not Kovas Veses? But would it be Eino Kavua? Right? Eino Kovas Veses. But would we say not Chosheshes at all? Or we'd say no, Chosheshes Kimo Veses She'eino Kavua. After all, she's not Kovea Veses, but maybe at least we should be Chosh a little like an Eino Kavua. Meaning if she didn't do Badika Badiyavit, it's okay. And if it doesn't have a one stop root, at least like an Eino Kavua. The Rashba thinks me smart. We shouldn't be Chosheshes at all. But he said, I'm not 100% sure, and I read in the Ravid that we should be choshes, and therefore, Lemaisa, he doesn't think so. Not Lemaisa, he gives into the Ravid. Lemaisa, Pasha, got a Paskin here, because the Rashba gives into the Ravid. And that is exactly what the Mechaber ended with. And even the Rashba himself only says, Mishvara, he says, Lemaisa, I'll give into the Ravid. And therefore, we say, it becomes like Eino Kavua, that's a compromise. It'll become like Eino Kavua. What's the question that someone just asked? Shmuel, did you just ask that? Yoni? What if she sees once? If she sees three times, it's Eino Kavua. You could go a different way. You say, but that means that she has Eino Kavua. So if she's once, twice, three times, Eino Kavua. Or you say, no, she always goes down a level. Three times becomes Eino Kavua, which means once or twice becomes nothing. That's an interesting question. So if so, then what are we saying? Kimol Reios. On a certain day, becomes Eino Kavua. How about Re'iya Achas or two? Does that also become Eino Kavua? Or is that nothing?
Is there another of three Re'iyos that don't say that this is Kavua, but just were three Re'iyos, and that could be a massive
Fair enough. Yes, you could have had that option. In any case, in this Mechaber, it's not so clear. Mikol Makom Choshesh L'Re'iya Shetireh. On the one hand, Re'iyah Shetira sounds like maybe one Re'iyah, but it's in the context of Eino Kavas Veses, right? I don't think you can dayak anything. The Tazer, I think you can be medayak. What does the Taz say? What? No, but that's on. No, that's on the next Sif. That's not a diuk. That's a drush. We're not allowed to make drushes. Our door. Think of it too. Reported the times. This was. It's not discussed here because the Pesach Mishnah already covered it. Kofi Dalit of Kutin Yudalit. He covered this, and he said that. Maybe he did not put the deal from the Taz. Okay. But there is a diuk from the Taz. Okay. 1 second. Anyway, what is the, if I remember it all, it comes to me. What is the Pesachei Tshuva saying? Of cutting your Dalit? He says, Kosva Shach, I found that goes Marshal, that he quotes Shach there, who quotes a Marshal, who says, that's if it's not three times. Eino Tzarich Lifrosh is if she didn't have three times during pregnancy. What does that imply? But if she did have three times during pregnancy, then she is Tzarich Lifrosh, Tzricha Lifrosh. I'm reading the Shach Kupidalid Yotes. Sorry, Shach Kupidalid Yotes. What does it say? If her Veses comes when she's pregnant, she doesn't have to be Porish. Says the Shach, according to the Marshal, the Maimish shall cover Veses Shalosh from Meibur. That's if she didn't bleed three times when she was pregnant, or maybe not Meinikta. Okay, so if you think about it, when is she not have to be Porish? If she didn't have like three times during pregnancy. But if she did have three times during pregnancy, then she does have to be Porish. And here the Pesachei Tshuva brings down a machlokes, exactly what he means. And I must admit, I don't fully understand the Pesachei Tshuva. I understand where the Minchas Yaakov here says the Minchas Yaakov here. The But if she sees three times during her pregnancy, then she has to at least worry about Veses Sheino Kavua. Sounds like only if it's three times she has to worry about Veses Kavua. But if it's once, she doesn't have to. Sorry. Three times Veses Sheino Kavua. But if it's once, she doesn't have to. So he says, in Rasa Sholosh Pa'amim, says Torah Shlamim, Choshesh is Leveses Sheino Kavua. The Diak is pretty clear. But if she sees less than three times, she's not Choshesh Leveses Sheino Kavua. And that seems to be a Diak from the Shach. It's if she didn't have three times, then she doesn't have to be Porish. If she has three times, she has to be Porish. Sounds like once or twice, she doesn't have to be Porish. So the Shach really sounds like cooler, like once or twice is nothing. The Pesachei Tshuva, he thinks the Shach means, or somehow thinks it's true, that even if she sees once, she has to worry like this in a Kavua, and quotes this way from the Sidrei Tara and the Chavos Das, and says, I disagree with the Minchas Yaakov. Okay, I don't know why he thinks the Shach agrees with him, but anyway, it's Machlokas between the Minchas Yaakov, this is the Minchas Yaakov, Minchas Yaakov meaning Torah Shlomen, right? And this is the Sidrei Tara and the Chavos Das. And I really think the mashmos of the Shach in Kof Pei Dalid Yotes is like the Torah Shlomo. Thanks. He says he thinks Shach like the Chavos Das. I don't know where he gets that from. I realize the mashmos is like the Torah Shlomo thinks. Oh, sorry. And now I remember my Deacon Tas. Let's go back to our Taz Memches. We call Makom Chosheshes L'Riya Shatirik Der Shoshesh L'Veshesheinu Kavua. What does he say? Bazeh Chomor Din Meuberes Midin Zekena. In this way, Meuberes is more Chomor than a Zekena because she's Chosheshes like Veshesheinu Kavua. What's the reason? Because Zekena Beteva doesn't have Dam. Meuberes should have Dam. Just there's something interfering with it. Zekena. Her Dom days are past. Muberis is in the middle of her days of Dom, just there's something else that is overriding it. So, okay. So what's he saying? She's Chosheshes, unlike a Zekena. Now, what's the din of a Zekena? A Zekena, what happens if a Zekena sees three times? What happens if a Zekena sees three times, according to the Taz? According to the Taz, if a Zekena sees three times, whether it's in a pattern or not in a pattern, she has to worry about a Veses. And he says a Muberis is more common than a Zekena. So let's work it out. A Zekena, if she sees three times, has to give Vestos. Muberis is more common. How can you be more common? If you're talking about seeing three times, what's the more common? A Zekena, if she sees three times, everyone agrees three times in a row, she has to keep Vestos. So what way is Muveris more chomer than a Zekena? Must be, it's about one time to three times, it's not more chomer. Muveris, Zekena sees three times, is no longer Zekena. It's going back to being a Vazdamen. But a Zekena sees once, doesn't have to be Choshev Vesher Sheinu Kamua, then she's like a Tinokes. So it must be the Muveris that is pretty Meduyak in the, right? It's Mochrach, Diok Mochrach. I think it's a Diok Mochrach. Meduyak. It has said Katan Memchas, that it's more Chomer than a Zekena. Again, three times being Choshev is not more Chomer than a Zekena. Zekena also is Choshev for three times. As a matter of fact, it's less Chomer. Zekena three times in a row would be Koveil. And she's not. And what was she more chomer than Zekena? Zekena, if she's a Zekena, she gets 55, and she doesn't bleed for a few months. If she bleeds once or twice, it's not choshesh at all. And the Muberis, for once or twice, is choshesh at all. So it's mocher. The Taz holds that she does have to be choshesh. Absolutely not. Shumpen and mocher. And the, so the Maisa, Lemaisa, it's a big machlokas, very hard to tell how to paskin again. The Taz, I think, is totally meduya l'chumra. The Shach, I think it's meduya l'chula, yeah?
I assume that the Dogum of the Rava on the Bey David is also being
designed. He says, see, what does he say in Kofi David? Ayansim Kofi Taz Taz, that's what he meant. He meant, look in the Taz. Who is Meduyak that he only wants? So again, he doesn't say, but I assume that's what he meant also. Meaning he thinks the Shach is talking about it. That was a little funny. If it's like true, for some reason, thinks the Shach is on the other side about the Bichas Yaakov. Thanks. I only see one way to read the Shach. Yehudi will tell me if you can figure out how the Bichas Yaakov was reading the Shach. Anyway, you're right. The Dogma Rav was signed to this task. He also thinks, he also thought of this deal.
Did we see before that there's a part that explained that why generally we have a message in Kabua. So he said, "Kal will come to become a good Nesek Kavua." So the Taz himself, how here are we saying she's Kosheshet? If it's a possible, we're going to pass and then she can't be a Nesek Kavua.
That is a great question. Because usually, if the Taz will come to something that could be a Nesek Kavua, and here it can't be a Nesek Kavua. Now, the answer is going to be because what we mean is it's something that could happen three times and then be significant. Here, if it happened three times, it would be significant. It's significant on a lower level.
Would this be on a lower level of that situation?
But it's a little tricky. Yeah, the truth is it's a good ha'ara. It's a good ha'ara. For example, we paskin veses kvitza without yomim. It happened three times of being a kavua. And if it happened once, then we're not choshish. For the kfitz alone. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Anyway.
I mean, that there would never be a problem. I mean, obviously at some point it would become a fool, but like then during the Nikra she could never become a, or during Ulgaro she could never become a kind of
Kriyas. Yeah, that's what says in Shofanar here. In a
Kavas Vesas. Like for 7 months, she could just like.
Yes. Yes.
Not be
because we just attribute it to coincidence. Sometimes coincidences happen. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, it's not, there's not a totally clear hachra of this in the achronim, but for most of the svarim, I say, seem to go l'hachmir, and therefore, let's say that there's definitely, and it's easy enough to be machmir, it's only once. What?
We're machmir to heaven, it doesn't happen.
No, it could happen. She could believe once, right? Lahachmir, even though you could say it's machlokes and vestos, it's a mako kind of vestos, nera lahachmir. Especially since, you know, there are many, other many from both sides. Okay. It's easy enough to be machmir. Agav the pisky chuvel of atlam and aleph, kosin sirik harabet, on a bainness, she doesn't have to keep on a bainness. So everyone agrees she doesn't have to keep on a bainness. Okay, Lamed Dalet, last Sif, says, Muberis Mishahokar Obra, Meniga Kol Chabdal Chodesh, Eno Chashiz Lestar Rishon. Here's a matter of old message. She does.
How do I lose? What about, like, the Ramosha, what happens pregnant?
Then Me'ikr, then you wouldn't have to give the own abatement, because she's pregnant. That would be a proper Chumrah. Here, the mean and owner payment is from after you're officially on move Barris, right? She leaves in her fourth month. You doesn't have to keep a month later the owner payment. Look who they are.
Seems like the crazy place he understands has fully. He thinks that there was just a mistake where it is in the past.
If there's a mistake in where they assign the TAS, because
he thinks it's at the end where once you leave the status column,
they think it's best. They think it's.
I mean, once she leaves the status of Ubra, she
doesn't
have original best.
Because of the end of this TAS. And if the TAS is in the wrong place, then you lose the DF from the TAS.
Right.
You don't have to read the TAS that way. When he says Teicha Sha'ori Me Yibra Chazolim Koma, he could just mean that proves that it's just a temporary phenomenon, not a true permanent phenomenon. Okay, you're right. If you assume the TAS is in the wrong place, which I don't think is Mukhrach necessarily, but you're right, then, okay, but at least the TAS that we have in our place.
How did the Moshe's former that she should really keep her from her pregnancy manifest itself if she got senior period?
So it manifests itself in two cases. A, you mean in real life cases that can happen? It only manifests itself if she takes a pregnancy test within the first.
Yeah.
If she takes a pregnancy test within the first 2 weeks.
But it only manifests. And then through that one best.
Yes, because Lemaisa, she's not going to see the first month, and then she won't be over everything, right? Unless she had a Nessus Kavua for Yom HaChodesh, which is not a common
evidence. Even if she has the best Kavua, it's only going to be
yes. Or even if she has the best Kavua for Achlada, which is more common, but if she doesn't see once, she can't keep her Nessus. So it's basically, what's common nowadays? Most common is no Nessus Kavua. Second most common is best Kavua for Achlada. Everything else is exceedingly rare, which means that the only Nafmina for a Moshe is the very first month, and only if she's nervous and takes a pregnancy test, because what do most women do? If they don't get their period, they say, why didn't I get my period? And they take a pregnancy test, right? In which case, their period already passed. So it's only an aftamina for very rare cases, or women who are unfocused and take a pregnancy test right away, which is pretty common, meaning some women are not nervous about exactly when they're getting pregnant, and depending on their successes, some women are very nervous to see every month whether they're pregnant, take a pregnancy test right away. So there's only enough nafkamina if you take a pregnancy test right away. Otherwise, if you wouldn't have a pregnancy test, there'd be no real life nafkamina to this question. Mu'beres mishahuka uba. Back to your original vessel. Even if it was kavua, she doesn't worry about it. Right? The two things don't apply. She doesn't need bedika, and she doesn't need to separate from her husband. Even if they're flowing dam at the same exact time they used to, like she had a best kavur shkodesh, and during pregnancy, she sees her shkodesh. Nonetheless, ainu elver mikra, it's just coincidence. And we give it no chashivas. Meaning, according to this summer, she would still count as once. She has to be poor. She has an ainu kavua, but it doesn't make it a vessel's kavua.
What's the case of Umeni here?
What?
What's the case of Umeni here?
She has a baby. 2 months later, she bleeds on Rosh Chodesh, which was her old vessel's kavua. We don't pay any attention to it.
Well, wouldn't all her vessels already been uprooted? Pregnant? Why?
Oh, no. When you're Misulekas Damim, when you're pregnant or nursing, it doesn't count as uprooting. Good point. Pregnant or nursing doesn't count as uprooting. Why? Because it's not uprooting. It's a timeout. Right? And that is a discussion of the noted Yehuda in the Pesach Tshuva that we skipped, and I said I would mention again, so I guess I should keep my promise. That's why you asked that question. In Sivkot and Tazayin, you don't have to flip to it, who asks, what if she missed it twice before she was pregnant and once after she finishes nursing? Is that mitzarif to three akiros or not? Is that mitzarif too? To three akiros or not? And he basically gets into a lot of details, but he basically says, yes, it's mitzarif to three akiros. But you're not ochre during pregnancy or nursing. And we'll see that in a second. So anyway, first of all, this is also a bit of a machlokas, although a bit of a lopsided machlokas. How about her old vessels, right?
Her pre-pregnancy vessels. Is she hosheshes
during Iber Vahanaka. Basically, the Gemara says during the four Shias.
Uli says no. And this is clearly the Mahabur, and this is how we paskin.
It's not clear if this is a machlokas or not, because the Gemara says mafurish, she's not. In a weird case, she three times during pregnancy. Maybe that's not the case the Gemara is talking about. Girl who believes it is a pattern. But her pre-pregnancy vessels, why should be choshev? Now she's pregnant. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam left that out. And okay, what did you and the Rambam something out? Not good. The Magid Mishnah thinks that the Rambam disagrees. Basically, Magid Mishnah thinks there's no dinimus like it's done when you're pregnant with dinimus. What do I do with the Gemara? It says the Gemara is for Taros, and that's different.
Why did the Rambam be Magid Mishnah?
The same reason it's here, not for that reason. He just thinks that you're always normal. Basically, he thinks Vestos are normal during pregnancy and nursing. And when the Gemara says you don't have to worry about that, that only meant for Taros. It's a very, very dachuk shita. It is quoted in the, right? It was here in the Beis Yosef, if everyone caught up. Maybe, I don't know if everyone's caught up. But the Rambam left this out, says the Magid Mishnah, it must be that this Gemara was only for Taros, but for the chi of a prisha from her husband, meaning for a prisha from her husband, just stam a chomer. For Taros, that's already more complicated. You don't want to be too machmer, et cetera. It's funny, usually we're more machmer Taros. Just enough to touch this for one day. No, might as well be machmer. That is a very, very, and therefore, this and this are not the same reason. Right? Different reasons. The Rambam says, of course, you don't worry about Vestos. But if you see three times, then you've proven something weird's going on. The Magid Mishnah says, no. For Bala, there's no Nesulekes Damim. For Bala, which is a big, big, it's hard to accept that. But that's my Mishnah. Okay. Well, nice. And this Magid Mishnah, she just yachid. No, where the Bach, there's no Bach who's Bachra like that. That's a she just yachid. That's far beyond the, you know, the mainstream, beyond the mainstream conversation. We don't take that into account. What's the only interesting question? The only interesting question, which is not known in the Gemara, is, what about after she finishes the Hanukkah? Which again, I'm using the word Hanukkah, but of course, for us, that means the 24 months. What about afterwards? Does it come back? That's an interesting question. Does it come back? Interesting question. In what case would it for sure come back? What? If it happens once. Then, or if it was manabo, of course it comes back if it happens once. If it happens once, that's shmizi. So one shita is where the Rashi quotes the Yesh Omrim. It says, only comes back if it happens once, or if it was manabo. That's the Yesh Omrim. Ramban of the right, it says, no, it comes back first time she bleeds is what we call Roa, on any day. You see the difference. The Yesh Omer says only Orach Mitzvah, but only if she sees a Rosh Chodesh, it comes back. Saying, no. It was never uprooted. It was never uprooted, but what if it's 24 months, she hasn't gotten her period yet? She only has to stop worrying when she first bleeds. Right? Meaning, here they're saying it was Nekar. They were saying it was not Nekar. But as soon as 24 months end, she doesn't have to worry about Rosh Chodesh. Only if she bleeds once, because you never know. Some people take longer to recover. And what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says it comes back right after 24 months and he also says not Nakar. But if it's not Nakar, then what? Says the Rashba, once the 24 months ends, she has to be kosher for a Chodesh. Says the Rambam, no, maybe she's taking longer to recover. Until she bleeds, we're not going to worry about it. Notice, if her vessels kavuas haflaga, there's no nafkamina. The vessel was a plug. Of course, she had bichoshi till she bleeds once. Probably going to know what that plug is from. Nafmi is only for veskavu of the chodesh. Her veskavu is Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says, first Rosh Chodesh after 24 months, she has to be chodesh. Ramban and Raivin say, no. Even if 24 months ended, if she hasn't bled yet, we assume she's still recovering. And she doesn't have to be chodesh. And the Yesh Omer says, it's nekar, it's gone. Until she bleeds the Rosh Chodesh again. No one paskins like, none of the mainstream is shown in paskin like that. How do we paskin? Let's just see how we paskin. Read the Shulchan Aruch. Goes back to original Vesas. In the mood of the Rosh Chodeshim, Rosh Chodesh Rishon Shehi Pogaspo. Rosh Chodesh Rishon Shehi Pogaspo. That is, which Rishon is that? First Rosh Chodesh she meets. First Rosh Chodesh she meets. Who's that? No. She's Chodeshes the first. The first Rosh Chodesh that occurs. The Rashba. First Rosh Chodesh that occurs, even if she hasn't bled. This is the Mechaber, the Rashba. First Rosh Chodesh. She hasn't bled for 3 years. First Rosh Chodesh, she's Chodesh. V'chein koko yotzvizah, and similar. Chein edum hayel vesla gof ulusman yotua. Right? Meaning vesla gof or vesla gof ulusman yotua. Abel hayel vesla flaga, then he efshel lochash hashetach soleros. Obviously, the vesla flaga, she may Chodesh till she bleeds once, because if she has a flag of 35, she has to bleed once to have a flag of 35. So chazur liros afilu pam achas chosheshes noyim a flag sheshes little halfling. But if she bleeds once, then she's because she's 35 days. The mechaber passed like the Rashba. Does anyone pass like the Rabban and the Ravid? Michael, the Shach says sifkat nayin hey tor kasa b'shem a Rabban she'enu chazur shtur pam achas. Remember, not the Yishon. We're not pam achas bizman ha beses yoshan. As well. I mean, if she has a Beses for Rosh Chodesh, Kavur for Rosh Chodesh, she doesn't have to be Chodesh even if in 2.5 years until she pleads once on Kaf Beis. She pleads once on Kaf Beis, from now on she's Chodesh Rosh Chodesh. Sheter Pamatz, there's the best of people, Eina Rob is one Besta. Chain Das Har Ravid. The Lo Yodati, why the Mechaber wrote this out, because it's in the Torah, and it's the Kula, the Shach, Pas like the Rabban and the Ravid. How do we machria in this machlokas? The answer is that I'll take the question. No, we don't have to be machria in this machlokas because Mishnah has tefet. Everyone gets their period before 2 years. Lemaitza, there's no nafkamina for us. But what if we had to be machria? We'd be machria like the Shah. You're right. But we don't have to be machria. Why? Because she's going to get her period a year and a half later. A year and a half later, with Mishnah hateva, we'll say, she's now no longer Medika. So, according to the Rashba, Tunishtana Teva, her time's off. According to the Rabban and Ravid, Tunishtana Teva, her time's off, and she bled once. I mean, since with the Shinu Teva, we only know she stopped being Medika when she bleeds, then there's no Nafkamina. For us, Bidi Dun, Ain Nafkamina. Why? Because she bleeds before 24 months. And therefore, Likulei Alma, meaning Likulei Alma of these two opinions, Likulei Alma, Chazra, Vesta, Harishon, right? If she bleeds on any random day after a year and a half, or after 9 months, then according to everyone, her Vesta Harishon comes back. So since we only define the end of Hanukkah by bleeding, there's no Nafkamina, because the end of Hanukkah and bleeding is the same as the end of Hanukkah. So for us, it's not enough to be enough.
For the Rashba and the Ramban, right? It's the same thing when it comes to Haflag.
Right. Never enough to be enough for Haflag, as the Mahaber explicated.
If she started taking birth control after 9 months until 2 years, would that get us into this? And then she stopped right at 2 years?
that's when she had a flood of 34. She had a flood of 34. Everyone agrees they can't come back until she sees once, because how's she going to know when to count 34?
Why did you call this first order?
Who said verse Kodesh?
Not
$9. Oh, I'm sorry. I really involved. My mistake. Sorry. I apologize. Take back what I said. This is within the Rashba, right?
He's right.
Is that the Rashba once 2 years in, you're supposed to verse Kodesh? Three times. And then he's in.
The job is explaining how the Rashba would view that out. He's not asking
like that. Correct. He's just saying how would you. Correct. Sorry. I just wasn't the Rashba. What the Nodi Huda earlier that I mentioned said is that, how about Akira Semeses? That's going to depend on the machlokas. It only counts as an akira once you have to be choshish for it. That's just reasonable. Hey, last halacha, lamed beis na disrei tshuva. I'm sure with Nodi Yehuda, shekasev dafkel vesa kavuach v'zer slacha v'vesh she'enu kavuach kemish abro paskel dom shavim shivalachus v'lochal akra hanacha achar hanacha ayin shav. The body shulchan is machra in this, but I don't think anyone. I don't think anyone does it. What about if she doesn't? Most women don't have Vesa Kavua. And you know what? A woman with Vesa Kavua probably remembers. Most women don't have Vesa Kavua. They have Vesa Sheinu Kavua. As a matter of fact, when they're pregnant, they have two Vesa Sheinu Kavua. A Haflaga and a Chodesh, right? Their last Re'ia was on day 36 on Tesvav L'Chodesh. They have two Vesa Sheinu Kavua, 36 in Tesvav L'Chodesh. And they didn't uproot them because they were Nishtana Tepa, so they were pregnant the whole time. Didn't uproot them. Now they get their period back 2 years later. Do they have to be choshish for those? Do they have to write down the rest of the Inukavur before they were pregnant and be choshish for it? Says the Nodi. Remember, this is going back to this pattern of Kula Vesha Inukavur, even though technically there's no Akira for the Vesha Inukavur because it never had a chance. But Lamaisa, she reset her whole system. That's good enough to forget an Inukavur. A Kavur remains. We don't all like Deshomer. Kavur remains. But it's good enough to get rid of Vesta Sheinu Kavur, even though the Baal Shulchan is Machmir, all the other Mount Halach books are Mekel, the Menagolstri Mekel. I doubt many people are Machmir. Lemaisa, it's Makobo that we don't worry about Vesta Sheinu Kavur when you're pregnant. Only if you had a Vesta Kavur, you have to remember it for 2 years until you start getting a period again. But Vesta Sheinu Kavur, you don't have to worry about. You know.
Now that we're not coaching for Vesta Sheinu Kavur, if she was gone two times after the pregnancy, would she be okay about?
I think so. Yes. So why shouldn't we have to worry about it? I guess that's part of not being choshish, because we don't worry she'll see it. You know, if we really worry, she has to be poor also, because we don't worry that it'll happen. If it so happens, then I think it would be choshish.
Even Rafa.
Yeah. Tachner only is 19. Okay. So much for some copay tests. And we will have the bechina. Meretz Hashem, Meshav Tov, and Mutzlachas. As those are questions, obviously, I'm around except for Sunday and Monday when I'll be at the Chag Yismicha. Sunday will be the Chag Yismicha. Monday will be on plane going home from the Chag Yismicha. But otherwise, I'm around. Yeah, he was talking over here about Akira, not about Kfiya, though. Or was he talking about both? I thought he was only talking about Akira, that one that I mentioned 2 minutes ago. Yeah. Okay, so it's not directly related. Okay. Start.
Ben, I'm sorry. I hope that by after the Bechina, they'll fix the internet, but I'm not promising.
Are they planning on changing it, or?
Yes, they talk about it a lot.
They put up a whole router right there. It didn't really help for a day.
They actually put up a new router right on top of the door, which for some reason still doesn't work. And they promised they'd actually put wires into the room for wired internet, which I don't want to be able to say Apella Sutton. But if I was going to say Apella Sutton, you know what I'd say. I'll try to crush it. I'll try to put a guilt trip on it.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Cool.